From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Peter Flyrell is reporting for the Columbia paper. New Lebanon Town Supervisor Colleen Teal has resigned. Teal's resignation was accepted by a unanimous vote of the town board at a special meeting on July 29th. All in attendance acknowledged Teal's 25 years of public service to New Lebanon, first as a town clerk and then as town supervisor. Teal is relocating to Virginia after being named chief financial officer for the town of Colonial Beach. She begins that job August 12th and will be living within a short distance of her daughter and her family. A supervisor will be chosen by the voters on November 5th. The board has agreed to make an interim appointment to fill the vacancy through December 31st, and it will hold a special meeting 12:30 p.m. Friday, August 9th, to make that appointment. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado will join 41 of his fellow first-term House Democrats and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer on a trip to Israel and the West Bank this week. Delgado will be joined by his wife, Lacey Schwartz Delgado, on the journey, which was organized by the American Israel Education Foundation, a charitable foundation affiliated with AIPAC, a pro-Israel lobbying group. According to the story in the Jerusalem Post, Hoyer will lead the Democratic group that arrives August 5th and will be joined by Hakeem Jeffries, chairman of the House Democratic Caucus. A Republican group is expected to arrive August 9th, led by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Delgado said, and I quote, "We are traveling to Israel, one of America's closest allies, with fellow members of Congress in order to better understand the history of the region, grow our personal connection to the Jewish faith, and hear directly from Israelis and Palestinians who experience the complex dynamics on the ground every day," end quote. The delegation is scheduled to meet with senior Israeli and Palestinian government officials, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, opposition leader Benny Gantz, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The congressional delegation will also meet with young Palestinian entrepreneurs, Israel civil society leaders, and peace activists. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. David Lombardo is reporting in the Times Union. State officials are warning residents about potential scammers calling random people and pretending to be from a government agency. The fraud involves masking the caller's phone number to make it look like they are calling from a location other than their own, a process known as spoofing. They then attempt to get information that could be used to steal someone's identity. State Secretary of State Rosanna Rosado said in a statement, and I quote, "Government agencies do not typically call people with little or no warning, asking for sensitive information or trying to get a payment over the phone. If it seems suspicious, it probably is. Look for the warning signs and verify the caller before engaging," end quote. Spoofing is illegal and it is becoming increasingly common. Anyone who receives a call from someone claiming to be from a government agency is advised to hang up and call that agency back using the contact information published on an official website. Help with phone scams can be obtained by calling 1-800-697-1220 during regular business hours or by visiting www.dos.ny.gov/consumerprotection anytime. Read the full story in the Times Union. Dennis Slattery is reporting for the Daily News. New York Attorney General Letitia James is leading an effort by 12 state prosecutors fighting the Trump administration's efforts to roll back fuel efficiency standards. They are challenging the administration's rule that reduces penalties put into place under former President Barack Obama. The action taken earlier this month by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration suspended a 2016 regulation that more than doubled penalties for automakers that failed to meet fuel efficiency requirements in new cars. New York was also part of a 2017 lawsuit, along with three environmental groups and the state of California, that sued the same agency for putting the rules on hold. James said, and I quote, Without strong penalties for violating these fuel efficiency standards, consumers, our economy, and our environment will remain in danger. End quote. Read the full story in the Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.